Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Stop. Through that timeless literary convention we now like to call fast forward, let's skip ahead a little bit, 7 days or 7 billion years, whatever you prefer, to where the story gets juicy. Now, God had just created Adam and Eve and put them in the garden, and they were living the good life, running a petting zoo and making love. He told them about a tree of good and evil. Evil, ah, the word, how it prods the tongue like a sugar-tipped knife. Now, here's what's been missed in one of history's greatest cover-ups by either a timid transcriber or Machiavellian censor. God meant us to eat that apple all along. Why else did he hide it in plain view and splash it with such an inviting prohibition that it must have shimmered in their minds day and night? Is God dumb? Is God cruel? I don't think so. I have tasted this God's flesh, and he is sweet. He is sweet. Just like the apple that he spun, I assume a red delicious. And Eve, bless her heart, could not resist, just as Adam could not resist her. They ate, and guess what it was they first saw with their newly opened eyes? Their bodies. God was monitoring the situation from the bushes, had been rehearsing his Richard III, shed his snakeskin and donned royal robes, rubbed salt into his eyes, and prepared to step out. But if you think God hesitated a moment, you'd be right. He did. Looked upon his Adam and his Eve, saw the untamed realms of their hearts, the great brushland still cut with thorns, the empty vats of history waiting to be filled in the unsailed seas. Saw that his paradisal cage was unbecoming of such fine animals shaken from his girth, saw what it was we must become, and cried to them, "What is this you have done?" Adam and Eve looked around frantically at the new wardrobe of emotions hanging about them and tried on shame. But I have to imagine, even at the time, they knew it wasn't a very good fit. God certainly did. Saw them standing there, trembling, shivering, dumb, and with an awkward, prickly push, cast us lovingly, adoringly out into the wild.